Hello, good evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Bear It All. Here at Bear It All, our mission is to empower you to live a life of purpose and step into your power. If you want to reach out to us, I'm so excited about tonight. I just want to skip over all the things that I typically do and just get to this word with Pastor Dr. Leslie Brown. But if you want to reach out to us, our Twitter handle is at rsbearitall, @3bearitall, and our email address is bearitall3@hotmail.com. And while you're on the Bear It All, the Blog Talk Radio page, you can also follow us, and that way you're in the know. You get to read up on future guests that we're having on the show. And, you know, just set yourself up and get yourself ready for that show, and we would truly appreciate that. Also, I want to put this call out there to anyone who is an up-and-coming musician, or if you know of an up-and-coming musician who has some clean music. And when I say clean, I mean no cussing and no N-words. And you'd like me to play that one here on Bear It All, please send me an MP3 file to our email address, which is bearitall3@hotmail.com. Now, I'm very excited because I just have so much love for this lady that's on here tonight. This is Doc. This is just, you know, someone that God has blessed me with to have her in my life. So I'm very fortunate to have her close out 2015 on Bear It All. I couldn't think of a better person to do that. She's an amazing person. She's authentic. She's genuine. She's real, and she brings the word. I mean, even when we're just having, like, regular day-to-day conversations, Doc brings the word. And I truly do appreciate her being in my life. Before we bring Pastor Brown on, I do want to mention, for those of you who may not have heard, yet another person has come forward and said that Bill Cosby allegedly assaulted her, and this was back in 2004. And today he was charged in Philly. I think it's he went to the station about 12:30, and he was charged. And this is looking like it's a felony charge. So we'll see how this plays out. So please keep him in prayer. I mean, if he did all of these things that these women are claiming, or the one thing they're claiming is that, you know, he drugged them and sexually assaulted them, then absolutely, absolutely, there's a criminal, that's a criminal act, and punishment should unfold. But we need to keep his family in our prayers during this time. Now, that's pretty much all the hot topics I had. I'm so psyched, and I want to give Pastor Brown as much time as possible. You'll probably hear me vacillate between Pastor Brown and Doc, and that's what we call each other. Doc has been on this show, oh, my gosh, so many times. As I said, I truly appreciate her. She's got her Faith Heart coaching. She has got her I Am Shame No More. She was a teen mom at the age of 16. I'm just giving you a little bit of background. She has worked in corporate America for years, as well as an educator on ground, online, college professor. She's worked in nonprofit agencies, all of that stuff. She has an amazing book out called The Thorns Within. You need to check that out. It's on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. You need to find it. Check it out. The Thorns Within is her book. But this lady is just amazing, and tonight she is going to close us out, as I said, with us. She calls it Epic 2016, and I'm going to let her tell it because we're talking about it was a setup. And without any further delay, I want to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to my friend, Pastor Dr. Leslie Brown. Hey, Doc.
Hey, Doc. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm excited. I am going to stop talking now and turn the mic over to you because I want to give you as much time as possible. I do want to say this. Normally you can call in and, you know, ask questions or comments during as the guest is speaking. Tonight, though, what I do ask is that you wait until the end, and Doc is going to prompt you as to when you can start to call in. And ask questions, and she'll let you know when that time comes. Write the number down, though. The call-in number is 347-855-8229. And when you are ready towards the end of the show to come on air and speak to Dr. Brown, Pastor Brown, please press the number 1, and that will indicate to me that you want to get on air and speak with Pastor Brown. So without further ado, Doc, it is all yours. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello once again. And thank you, Doc, for counting it not as robbery to invite me on your show again. And for us teaming up just before the new year, just before 2015 goes out and 2016 comes in. So I thank you once again for having me on your platform. But before we get started this evening, and like I told Doc, I think it was yesterday, I called her and I said, just so we're clear, you do understand that I'm not coming on to do a workshop or a training this time. I'm actually going to come on and give a word for tonight as we swiftly shift in to 2016. So before we get started, I just want us to give God some praise right now on this Blog Talk Radio show this evening. And I don't care where you're at, you know, if you could just take just a brief moment just to give God the highest praise, hallelujah, because as Doc came on earlier, she was giving me some great news that that she just received, I believe, on today. So, you know, a lot of us have a lot of great things to thank God for, even if – you know, certain things didn't work out the way that we wanted them to or when we wanted them to. So I just want you to, you know, just for a brief moment, if you're texting and tweeting and watching TV and Facebooking all at the same time as you're listening to me or later on us this evening, I just want you just to stop just for a brief moment and give God some praise wherever you are, because we are getting ready to shift into 2016. And I know that all of you have something to give God the glory for. If you woke up this morning, you can give him praise for that. You know, if you were in your right mind this morning, you should give him some praise for that. If you have a roof over your head, or if you have a car that you can get in and drive, you need to give God some praise. If you and your family were able to have a comfortable Christmas, because a lot of people didn't, you should give God some praise. If you had a bountiful harvest for Thanksgiving, you should give God some praise. So let's just take just a brief moment and give God some praise, because I'm definitely thankful for God bringing me through 2015, because 2013 and 2014, during this time, I couldn't walk nor talk at all. So God is to be praised, and he will forever reign high, and his name will forever roll up off of my lips, because I know how it feels to be muted and not be able to say not one word literally. So it's not my intention to have you guys on long tonight. So I want to thank all of you once again for joining this live call as we get ready to jump into the message. So I want to start by saying that God has brought some of us once again through a difficult and a blissful 2015. Now, I don't know how your 15 was. You may have had a blissful 2015 and with just minor bumps and bruises, but some of us have had a hellified 2015 where it seemed as if everything that you could have possibly think of or thought of went wrong. Some people may say that, you know what, well, oh, I didn't know that this call was going to be like this tonight, and I don't think that it takes all of that to usher in 2016, but I would like to beg to differ, meaning I want to start 2016 off, and I hope that many of you on the line tonight want to start 2016 off by giving God some praise as we cross over into a new year. Because many of us did not make it through 2015. We may have had a family member or a coworker or a friend or somebody that we know indirectly who did not make it, you know, to December 30th. So that right there within itself should allow you to give God some praise. But if you've been through the right type of difficulties in 2015, you will give God some praise. You will not be ashamed, nor will you be bashful as you're sitting in your house or possibly in your car or wherever you're at tonight by opening up your mouth and giving God some praise, because some of you didn't think on this call tonight that you were even going to make it to December 30th. Some of you went through a year of chaos, a year played out with drama and trauma, a year of being broke, a year of being afflicted in your body, a year being lied on, a year in exile, a year trying to clear your name, a year putting the broken pieces back together again with your family and or some friends, a year on a stressful job, or a year fighting spiritual principalities. And if you're new in your walk with Christ, you may not have even understood or didn't even have the tools in your toolbox to even fight and war properly against those spiritual principalities. So somebody needs to understand that tonight God is getting ready to turn it around. That's right. God is getting ready to turn it around. So I need for somebody on this line tonight to receive this word in your spirit that you've been set up for a big blessing. I'm going to repeat that you've been set up for a big blessing. That's right. You've been set up for an epic promotion in 2016. Now, I may have some people on the line tonight saying, well, how do you know that I'm going to enter into an epic 16? Well, we're going to talk about some of those things a little bit later on in my message. But if you have somebody sitting next to you, or if you're even sitting alone, I want you to look to your neighbor, because I like call and response when I'm in church in the pulpit, and I want you to say to somebody or shout into the atmosphere, I thank God for the setup. I'm going to repeat, I thank God for the setup. See, some of you need to understand how critical that is, that you are releasing that into the atmosphere. And once again, I'm going to say that you need to release into the atmosphere that I thank God for the setup. Every one of you on the line this evening need to understand that God's setting, excuse me, that God's getting ready to turn it around. And once again, this it is about to work out for your good. Today's message, if you haven't noticed yet, the title is, if you hadn't seen the flyer, the message title is, It Was a Setup. Once again, the message title is, It Was a Setup. It was a setup. Why? Because, see, some of you have had, once again, a difficult season, and you need to understand that this setup is going to usher you into having an epic 2016. That all of the stuff, all of the mess, all of the chaos that you've been involved in 2016, it was a setup for your new season. It was a setup for elevation. It was a setup for epic promotion. It was a setup. That's what you need to understand. Every single thing that you have gone through in 2015 was a part of the setup. We do not serve a random God. I want to place that out there. We do not serve a random God. I don't believe that God sits high and he says, any, many, miny, mo. We do not serve a random God. Therefore, nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. Nothing is wasted. None of your tears, for those of you who have cried almost 365 days of the year, none of your tears are going to go wasted. None of the pain that you've had to endure by loved ones and coworkers and family members will go wasted. None of your sleepless nights will go wasted. You have to understand that every single thing that you've been through this year in 2015 was for a reason. No, it did not feel good as you were going through the motions, as you were going through the steps, as you were going through the processes. But God says it was a setup for your epic promotion. See, I need for somebody to understand that it was a setup for your epic promotion. Let's turn our Bibles for those of us who may have a Bible nearby or plug into our Bible app, or if you have pen and paper, let's write this down. Genesis 41, verses 52. Genesis 41, verse 52. And it reads, and I'm coming from the New International Version, and it says, the second son he named Ephraim and said, it is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. I will repeat, it is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. Suffering is defined according to the dictionary as to undergo or feel pain or distress. I'm going to repeat. According to the dictionary, suffering is defined as to undergo or feel pain or distress. Many of us have felt some kind of pain, some type of distress, as if we've been laboring over the past 12 months. But some of you have gone through a lot of pain, a lot of suffering and distress in 2015. And many of you know as you labor, that many of you know if you have a wife or a girlfriend, or if you have a female in your family, and if you know anything and if you've heard about the laboring process, it can become long and laudacious and tiresome. But God wants you to know this evening that your suffering was a part of the setup for your epic promotion in 2016. Your suffering was a part of the setup for your epic promotion in 2016. If you're familiar with the story of Joseph, because that's who we're going to talk about this evening. If you're familiar with the story of Joseph, Jacob's youngest son, then you will recall that Joseph, at the age of 17, was sold into slavery by his brothers, thus spending 13 years as an Egyptian slave and as a prisoner. Once again, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. Joseph was hated by his brothers and sold into slavery because of three things that we're going to discuss tonight that you need to be aware of as you shift into 2016. Point number one, the robe given to Joseph by his father was seen by his brothers as a symbol of favoritism. I'm going to repeat. Point number one. The robe given to Joseph by his brother was seen by, given by his father, was seen by his brothers as a symbol of favoritism. And as I began to read the chapter, and, you know, I thought to myself, I said, you know what, God, isn't it funny how some family members and friends or coworkers will hate on you because you're being shown favor that you didn't even ask for. Joseph never asked for the cloak or the robe. Joseph never asked for the favor. Joseph didn't ask to be the youngest. Joseph didn't ask to be the apple of his father's eyes, his biological father's eye, and his godly father's eyes, nor did Joseph ask to be favored by God. See, some of you, as you shift into 2016, you will see that you have haters hating on you for no reason, all because you are gifted, all because of your talents, all because what God has equipped you to do and for the upbuilding of his kingdom. See, some of you have caught hell all year long by jealous people who were bent on making you miserable because you've been favored by God. I'm going to repeat that. See, some of you have caught hell or been through difficulties all year long by jealous people who were bent on making you miserable because you've been favored by God. See, you didn't ask for this favor. Some of you didn't ask for the position that you're in. Some of you didn't ask for the gift that God has purposefully given you to help in the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. But God says, just so he's clear, as he was speaking to me, because I've been laid out in the presence of God all week, God says, just so he's clear, you need to understand that the level of difficulty that you're going through is an indication of his favor that he has over your life. I'm going to repeat that. The level of difficulty that you've gone through in 2015 is an indication of the amount of favor that is placed over your life. Point number two, Joseph's brothers despised him because he was a dreamer. I'm going to repeat this point. Joseph's brothers despised him because he was a dreamer. Genesis 37, verses 18 through 20, and I'm coming from the New Living Translation Bible. It says, when Joseph's brothers saw him coming, they recognized him in the distance. See, people will recognize your gifting before you recognize your gifting, okay? People will recognize your gifting or the light that shines from you even when you don't recognize the gift or the light that's shining through you. As he approached, they made plans to kill him. Here comes the dreamer, they said. Here comes the dreamer, they said. Come on, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns. We can tell our father a wild animal has eaten him, and we'll see what becomes of his dream. Isn't it amazing? As I read this, I said, my God, they were already, they spotted him out, and amongst the brothers, they said, here comes the dreamer. Now, these are his brothers that we're talking about, family members, kinfolk, people who are close to you, even co-workers. They can't stand it that you have a dream. They can't stand it that God has equipped you with a dream or have downloaded or inserted a dream or impregnated you with purpose and a vision. And then for them to say, we can tell our father a wild animal has eaten him. So now you're conjuring up a lie and a scheme to get rid of a person because you don't like them. So therefore, God began to say to me that, Leslie, there are some people who has tried to abort certain people's dreams all throughout 2015. But because the Lord was with you, and as he was with Joseph in chapter 39, that is why your enemies could not destroy you. That is why you're still standing. That is why you're still breathing. That is why you're still holding on to your dream and you haven't placed your dream on the shelf. God wants somebody to know, because I was with you, meaning the Lord. The Lord was with you. That's why you have come through every single thing that you've been through in 2015. What your enemies did not understand, or what they don't understand, is that God can use your enemies or use them to bless you. God, see, some of your enemies don't understand that, guess what, all of the ditches that you're digging, every foul word that you've spoken against me, every lie that you've placed out there for me, God can take all of those negative things and use it for your good. He can use them to catapult you to your next season. He can use those negative things to catapult you into your next epic position. Because what they intended, meaning your enemies or your coworkers, your family members, whosoever that has attempted to afflict you in 2015, because they intend what they intended for your harm, God's going to use it to set you up for your epic transition and your epic elevation in 2016. Yes, you struggled through 2015. Yes, some of you clawed your way out of sketchy or near-death experiences in 2016. Yes, some of you took some lickings unjustly for some things you didn't say or do in 2015. But God says that some of you need to say, but God kept me. But God, you know, allowed me to make it through to December 30th. But God allowed me to keep my house. But God allowed me to keep my car. But God allowed me to have health. God allowed me to be able to breathe. God allowed me to still have a job when so many people are still unemployed. See, somebody needs to understand that if it wasn't for God on your side, your enemies would have defeated you. See, some of you need to recognize that because of your confidence and that you exhibit self-assurance. I'm going to repeat that. Because of your level of confidence and that you exhibit self-assurance and intellect like Joseph, certain people are threatened by your mere existence. I'm going to repeat that. Because some of you have such high levels of confidence and that you exhibit self-assurance and intellect like Joseph, certain people are threatened by your mere existence. They are threatened by your name. They are threatened by the way you look. They are threatened by the way you dress. They are threatened by the way you speak. They are threatened by the way you walk into a room with your head held high and your back arched. You must understand that some people cannot handle God's favor or his gift that's hovering over your life. There are some of you on the line this evening that God impregnated you with such great vision and purpose for 2015. But God told me as I was laid out before him this week that 2015 was your year of foundational work. Don't get discouraged, because once again, 2015 for a lot of you was your year of laying out your foundational work. For some of you, like Joseph, because of your immaturity, however, because I can't preach the good without the bad, God says, because some of you have been operating from a place of immaturity to a certain degree, that 2015 was your year of refining and fine-tuning certain characteristic traits that that he's going to use to humble you for your epic promotion in 2016. Once again, for some of you like Joseph, your level of immaturity, because Joseph was a braggart, because he bragged about his visions to his brothers, because he bragged about his vision to his parents, and they were all looking at Joseph like, what are you saying? You mean to tell me we all are going to have to bow before you? Because he didn't understand the level of his gifting or the power of his gifting or the anointing of his gifting. God is saying, listen, because some of you were immature in this season, I had to refine you. I had to draw my hand so you can be refined before I catapult you for your new position or your new level in 2016. See, God will not release a thing. He will not elevate you until you've been freed from certain impurities. I'm going to repeat that. God will not release you or release a thing until you've been freed from certain impurities. See, some of us like the microwave concept where we just want, but we don't want to go through anything. We don't want to give up anything. We don't want to give up the gossip. We don't want to give up the cattiness. We don't want to give up our time and go back to school. We don't want to spend time with God. We don't want to give up the man or the woman that God is telling us that's not equally yoked, that's not our future spouse. We don't want to do those things. So God is saying, listen, I can't bless you because I am a God of order. I am not a God of chaos. And until you operate up underneath the anointing, I am going to remove my hand, and some things you're going to have to go through and feel the pressure of the pressure cooker, so to speak. So depending upon how you handle the it in 2015, like Joseph, meaning your circumstances, think back. How did you handle your circumstances in 2015? How did you handle your trials in 2015? How did you react when people lied on you? How did you react when bills were pounding up? How did you react when you received that pink slip? How did you react when you received that demotion? How did you react when certain people walked out of your life? How did you react? See, your reactions will dictate the level of pressure and the timing of your release for your setup as you shift into 2016. Point number three, Joseph's brothers were angry over Joseph's dream and the possibility of having him rule over them. I'm going to repeat. Point number three, Joseph's brothers were angry over Joseph's dream and the possibility of him ruling over them. Joseph was enslaved for 13 years because he shared his dreams with his brother. Now, some of us will say, well, you know what, that should not have been a bad thing. But we also have to understand that just because they're family, that doesn't mean that they're cheering and rooting for us. God is saying that as you shift into 2016, some of you will need to keep your mouth shut. You can't share your dreams. You can't share your visions. You can't share God's purpose that he's impregnated you with. Everybody can't handle your gifting. I'm going to repeat. Everybody can't handle your gifting. Everybody will not share in the excitement of your dream. Everybody will not understand God's vision that he's impregnated you with. Everybody will not show excitement and have a rah-rah party for God's favor over your life. See, the moral of this message is God will use your setup to gain the glorification. However, you must understand that during this process, in order to gain the glory, you are going to have to go through some steps, go through some processes, and you're going to have to give up something on the journey. So what the devil has meant for harm all during 2015, God's going to use that and work it for your good. For example, when Joseph's brothers sold him to the Ishmaelite traders, They thought it was better than killing him because they wanted these traitors to do their dirty work. Isn't it funny how certain people will trick and fool other people to set you up because they want to keep their hands clean even though they go along with the foolishness? But see, God says some folk ignored you in 2015. They left you to defend for yourself in your dry season like Joseph's brothers, or they thought you wouldn't survive the attack. They thought you wouldn't survive your current situation, or they thought you would not have survived your circumstance. But God says for me to remind somebody, but God. God says that setup was a part of your 2016 elevation plan. I'm going to repeat everything that you have gone through in 2015, if you worked it properly, was a part of your elevation plan. Let me go a little deeper, and I'm about to bring this to a close. When the Ishmaelite traders sold Joseph into slavery to Potiphar, the prison warden, in chapter 39, we're going to see that Joseph arrives in a new world known as Egypt. And see, some of you have to understand, see, this is very vital, so stay with me here. Egypt, with its advanced civilization at the time, new ways of thinking, new ways of living, new ways of speaking, intrigued Joseph just a little. But because of Joseph's spiritual discernment, I'm going to repeat, but because of Joseph's level of spiritual discernment, he could see they were spiritually blind. So I want to ask the callers on the line tonight, what is your level of spiritual discernment? Are you checking out the people around you? Are you checking out your new environment? God has given you 365 days this year for you to increase your level of spiritual discernment. He has given you 365 days this year for you to check out your new environment when all of these chaotic changes were taking place in your life. But because Joseph no longer lived in a familiar place, and I'm going to pause right there because I feel the Holy Spirit telling me that I need to speak this into the atmosphere for somebody on this line tonight. See, too many of you have become too familiar in your relationships, too familiar on your jobs, too familiar in every process, in every area of your life. You come home at the same time. You put on the same pajamas. You usually eat the same thing. You talk the same way. You think the same way since you graduated high school and or college. You haven't changed not one thing about yourself. God says, but because Joseph no longer lived in a familiar place, a place of herding sheep, he became keenly aware of his new surroundings. See, some of you, if God were to pluck you up on out of your surroundings right now, you would say to yourself, I can't function, or how am I going to get through this process? See, that is why God is pushing some of you out of your comfort zone. God is making you look at things differently. God is making your five senses become more aware of the environment or the environments that he's placing you inside of. See, some of you on the call tonight, like Joseph, were thrust or being thrust into transforming drastically over the course of the year. Some may have changed their zip codes, forced to change jobs, forced to change your spending habits, or forced to change healthcare providers because you probably have lost your good insurance. But for whatever reason or another, all of these changes are happening for a reason. You have to understand that God has favored you. And all of these setups, all of these chaotic situations that you have gone through was for a reason. It was all a part of the setup. It was all a part of the Epic Elevation 2016 plan. Another part of Joseph's setup was to be placed in front of prominent and influential people, which led ultimately ultimately to him becoming second in command in Egypt at the age of 30 years old. See, some of us, we want to move out of season. We want to skip the line. We want prominence. We want to be placed in front of influential people, but we don't want to put in the work. We don't want to start at the bottom, maybe flipping fries before we can own the McDonald's. See, some of us, we don't want to go through the processes in life. Some of us want to be the director and the president, but we don't want to go and receive the education that will sustain us foundationally so we don't go under. See, many of you need to realize that you had to go through a certain discomfort in 2015 so God could refine you. I'm going to repeat that. So many of us have gone through certain discomforts in 2015 because God needed to refine you. He needed to purify you before shifting you in front of influential people or before placing you in leadership positions. So as we get ready to close, before we shift into 2016, God told me to share with you guys these several pointers. The first one, as before I close, one, do not get distracted by the process or negative people. You only have one more day in 2015. Do not get distracted by the process or negative people. For Psalm 19 and 14 reminds us to meditate on the Lord. You know, meditate on God's word. Some of us don't ever want to spend time with God until something gets bad, until somebody comes up with cancer, or we lose our job, or our house is going under foreclosure, or our car is about to be repossessed, or something happens to one of our children. God says, meditate, spend time with me. Next, keep reminding yourself that pressure is a part of the purification process. Pressure is a part of the purification process. See, some of you don't like the pressure that you're under. Some of you don't like the pressure that you're under. See, James chapter 1, verses 2 and 4 reminds us that we should consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that testing, see, that's what a lot of people don't get. It's only a test. Just like when you receive that message that comes across the border of your TV and it says that this is an emergency test, it's only a test of your faith, and this test of your faith is going to produce perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may mature. Once again, the word is saying, let perseverance finish its work so that you may mature and complete, not lacking anything. So I don't know what God is trying to mature in you, but God is trying to teach you a lesson. God is trying to humble some of us in a particular area in our life, be it talking kindly to people, be it showing empathy or compassion, be it being resilient. Every time you get knocked down, hey, let's stand back up. Be it speaking positive words of affirmation and speaking God's words over our life. I don't know what it is, but God is trying to humble you or teach you a very valuable lesson before he shifts you to the next season. I also want to remind some of you to keep in the front of your forefront of your mind that most great opportunities come when you least expect them to. God says, stop rushing the process. Stop rushing me. No matter how much you kick, scream, shout, cuss me out, I'm not going to move a bit faster. God says that timing is everything. So when Joseph was unjustly imprisoned, he never gave up hope. Instead, he remained steadfast. And if some of you have been like me in the past, I've always asked, well, God, why I have to go through so much? I don't see such and such going through all of these issues. God is saying you can't compare yourself to somebody else. So don't let your dream die just because it wasn't manifesting itself in a time frame or in the time frame that you wanted it to. For Ecclesiastes 3 and 1 from the NIV Bible reminds us that to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. So God is saying, listen, there's going to be a time for things to be born and a time for things to die. God says that, listen, everything that I'm about to allow to manifest in your life is going to be a part of my timing, not your timing, because you think you deserve it. Thirdly, keep the faith during difficult times. Like Joseph, trust God. Even when you find yourself in unsavory or prolonged situation. And as I was reading the story of Joseph, and it really troubled me when I came across the section once again, and I've read it in the past, where Joseph was in prison and where the two inmates were, he had two inmates in there as well. There were two other inmates in there as well. And they had a dream, and Joseph interpreted their dream. And the chief cupbearer promised Joseph, listen, when I get out, I'm going to remember you, and I'm going to tell Pharaoh about you. Well, guess what? Some people will use you for your gifting, use you for your blessing, because ultimately that's what it was to the cupbearer, that he used Joseph for the interpretation of his dream. But see, some people don't understand that when they use you, they're using God. See, especially when God has an anointing or a gifting on your life. So what fascinated me as I was reading this, and God brought it back to me about timing and Ecclesiastes 3. He said, Leslie, but did you forget that? 2 years I allowed Joseph to be or remain in prison. And during that 2 years, he never quarreled. He never argued with the prison guard. He never once wrote letters to the cupbearers like some of us would say, some of us would do and say, hey, you forgot about me, or what happened? I thought you promised me. But instead, he used his time wisely, and he kept the faith, and he remained steadfast. And 2 years later, the Pharaoh had a dream, and what dumbfounded me or baffled me was that nobody could interpret the Pharaoh's dream. But the cupbearer, 2 years later, at the appointed time, this was another setup for Joseph. See, this is what I'm trying to get somebody to understand on the line tonight. It's all about God's timing, and this is all about a setup for your life. 2 years later, after sitting in jail for two long years, and he's already been enslaved all these other years because of his brothers unjustly, the cupbearer remembers him and tells the Pharaoh about him. And during that process, the Pharaoh sends for him, and Joseph comes in, to make a long story short, and interprets the dream. And that's how Joseph was given second in command of all of Egypt. Now, you had magicians and you had sorcerers, but because they operated black magic up underneath a satanic component, they were not able to interpret the dream. So in other words, when you do right and when you keep your mind steadfast on God, and when you commune with God, and when you spend time meditating with God, God will drop little nuggets. God will give you the information. He will give you the blueprint, the plan for your life. God's testing your faith. And Hebrews 11:1 from the NIV says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So in other words, just because you can't see the supernatural manifestation of God working in your life right now, remember, this is a test. God wants to see whether or not, oh, are you only going to believe in me when good things happen? Oh, are you only going to believe in me when you want your way? Oh, are you only going to believe in me when you're placing your bargaining chips on the table? So just because you haven't seen a thing doesn't mean that God's not working it out behind closed doors. Next, learn to give God the credit, because some of us never want to give God credit for anything. It's all about the me, and the I factor. If I were you right now, some of you right now should give God the praise for the setup that you've been going through in 2015 before you transition into 2016. See, Joseph knew how to give God the the credit, despite every single messed up thing that he had gone through in his life, being sold into slavery, undergoing jealous antics from his family members, every single thing, but he still gave God the praise. He still gave God the credit. He credited his connection with God when it was time to interpret the Pharaoh's dream. He didn't take the credit for it. That's one interpretation that of how God will use a bad thing, him sitting in jail, and for this Pharaoh 2 years later to have a dream for him to be let free and become second in command of Egypt. My final point, as you transition into 2016, learn to stop despising small, humble beginnings. Many of us, we have to realize that our small, humble beginnings, like Joseph when he was in prison and he had to work for all of these people, he used that as his training camp. See, some of us are not taking the time to see our small, humble beginnings for what it is. Before you can start making those five or six or seven figure, you have to use what you have. You have to work the small things. You can't despise your small, humble beginning and expect for God to just elevate you quickly for you to surpass everybody else. You have to give God some credit. You have to use this time before your elevation to understand that, listen, this is my training camp. Let me take some time to learn or hone my skills. Joseph didn't use his time complaining. So many people, when I minister to them or pray for them, they spend so much time complaining instead of increasing their faith. They spend so much time complaining instead of honing their skills. Instead, sharpen your skill sets. Take time and learn your craft inside out. Learn who your targeted population is. Learn the company that you want to be employed by. Learn about the company that you may want to own one day. Learn about the school and the program that you want to receive that associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree from. And then God told me to also to tell you guys, learn how to serve. Have a servant leadership spirit, because so oftentimes so many people don't want to serve, or they don't know how to serve, or they only serve others if they can cunningly get something in return. God says in this season you will not just serve other people so you can get something back in return. So what I'm talking about is those types of people who say, well, if you do this for me, then I'll do that for you. God says, learn how to serve and serve joyfully without looking to seek anything in return. So I just thank God for this message and this word that he has released to me to release to the body on the line tonight. And, Doc, we can open up the lines for a prayer or prophetic impartation or questions. And I thank you once again for having me on the line this evening.
Thank you so much, Doc. That was awesome. Right on time, just what we needed as we enter into 2016. If anyone on the line wants to speak with Pastor Brown, please hit the number 1, and that'll indicate that you want to get on the phone and chat with us. If you are listening by computer, the call-in number is 347-855-8229. Again, hit the number 1. And that'll indicate that you want to speak with Dr. Brown and get on the air. But that was awesome. I love those points. Don't get distracted by the process or negative people, because that happens. Keep reminding my pressure is a part of the purification process. Keep the faith during difficult times. Learn to give God the credit. Learn to stop despising small and humble beginnings and learn how to serve. We do have a caller on the line. Hello, welcome to Bear It All.
Hi, I just want to say that hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Can you hear me? Hi, I just want to say that I thoroughly enjoyed the program. Liz Lucas, your cousin Larissa, you did an awesome job, and I'm so proud of you. So,
Thank you.
I really got a lot from the message.
Thank you.
Awesome. This is really, really great. I mean, I love it. And you know, we do have some people don't know how to serve, and they do want everything. They want the big things, but they don't want to put the work in. So I'm so glad that God led you to touch on that, because we want it and we want the responsibility, but we're not doing the things we should be doing in order for God to give us that responsibility. To whom much is given, much is required. So you want that big thing, guess what you have to do? You're going to have to show that you deserve that. It's not just because you're pretty that you're going to get it. Anybody else? Again, the call-in number is 347-855-8229. Hit the number one, and that'll indicate to us that you want to get on the horn and speak with Dr. Brown. I absolutely love it. And you and I were talking earlier, Doc, about Joseph and people holding up our blessings, and we allow people to hold up our blessings.
That's right.
And that kind of happened with me, where someone was trying to hold up my blessing, and, you know, I was talking to Doc, and she was like, don't do that. You got to keep pressing forward. You have to be the one to make changes, blah, blah, blah. And eventually, you know, revelation is a revelation until it's revelation to you. So just like we can't often see our gifting, like you said, but other people can see it before us, the revelation has to hit. And we do have another caller that I'm going to pick up. Hi, caller. Welcome to Bear It All. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
We're good. Thank you.
Hi, this is Natasha, and I spoke with Dr. Brown earlier this week. She gave me some prophetic words that God placed in her life to place with me, and I just want to say that this was awesome. I am truly filled with this. This was my first time tuning in, and I hope it's not the last time. God bless you all, and as we transition on into 2016, continue to let God lead us forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you just gotta make
come
sure
on, I know we have some more callers out there. And, you know, Doc, I think we need to let the callers know. You know, you don't even have to say your name. Just you know, tap in.
If you have a statement or if you
have a question, you want prayer. I mean, this is the time as we shift into 2016.
And here's the thing. If we're going to make the shift, make the shift. So people are calling in saying their name. I mean, we don't know who you are.
That's right, or where you're from.
You want to make up. Exactly. So don't let fear stop you from moving forward and from getting your blessing. So if you're going to sit back and let fear, you know, control you, let's not. Let's make the shift. We just got this profound word on epic promotion. Let's put that into action. We have another caller on the line. Hello, caller. Welcome to Bear It All.
Good evening. My name is JR. I'm actually from Charlotte, North Carolina. A friend of mine told me to tune in to you guys on Blog Talk Radio. I myself have a radio show on Blog Talk as well. But I was calling because I was just checking, you know, just listening to everything. And I've been facing a lot, you know, in 2015. I've had a lot of great things that have happened. And, you know, as we wind down the year, there's been a lot of, you know, things that have kind of been blocking me from doing what it is that I know that God has put before me to do. For example, as you said with your show, it's Bear It All. One of the things that's really I've been faced with right now has been unemployment, because about a month and a half ago, I lost the job that I had for about a year and a half. And it's been rough. I'm not going to lie to you. It's been very rough trying to just maintain, because, you know, even though when you're out there looking for work and you're looking for ways to make ends meet, you know, it's like as you're doing that, time is steady ticking, bills are steady coming in. And I'm a God-fearing man. I love the Lord with all my heart. He's brought me a mighty long way. I'm a survivor of two strokes, premature birth. I've come through a lot. And, you know, I have no one else to look to but God, you know. And I just want to know, like, when you've taken those steps and you put in that work, because the Bible says faith without works is dead. When you put in that work and you're standing on faith, it's like when you're standing on faith, it looks as though nothing's really happening, and you know that God is behind the scenes doing something. What do you do when you're just like, okay, Lord, I know you're up to something. I know you're going to do something, but it's just like when the day's done and you go to bed and, you know, you try to ease your mind, but you get up the next day and it's the same thing. You know, what do you feel as a God-fearing man or a person of faith or even a person who doesn't have strong faith? What do you feel they should do?
Well, first of all, JR, I thank you for calling in. I thank you for being, you know, authentic and transparent enough to put all of that out there, because the prophetic side of me wanted to kick in and ask you about your health problems before you even said anything. But I want to say to you, first of all, when you began to speak, God started speaking to me, and God says to tell him that he's going to have to stand on faith. And God also told me to tell you, J.R. Kurosiko Karanerosa, Shanarosa, that you're going to have to execute your faith in this season. He said that he has not given you the spirit of fear, but he has given you the spirit of a sound mind. So you cannot operate by fear. See, fear comes to snatch your dreams. And I'm going to be transparent with you as well, JR. You know, back in August 2003, I lost my ability to speak, and I lost my ability to walk. And I went from making an astronomical amount of money to making $0. And I'm going to tell you, it was a faith walk. And I've had a prophetic gift since I was 16 years old. And because I did not do what God told me to do, because God has been, you know, beckoning me for years to say, listen, you're going to get out there and you're going to preach and you're going to prophesy my word. And I'm like, I'm not even trying to hear that. I'm not trying to do that. I don't know who, you know, because, you know, I always saw that, oh, I can't live, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. But I say all that to say, for 2 years I couldn't speak and or walk or talk. For almost a year, I laid up on this black couch in my house, JR, and my kids, at the time, I think my daughter was in the 11th grade, and my son probably was like in first or second grade, and I have an English background. I went from having short-term, long-term memory loss. I could not move my right leg. My right arm was locked in a certain position as if I had had a stroke. When I would speak, I would not like that. My speech was slurred. Nobody could understand a word I was saying except for my little first grader, and he would interpret for people what I was saying. And you would be surprised, JR, how many people will exit your life during the roughest season of your life. That was the darkest season of my life, JR. I did not have a dime coming into my house. But let me tell you, this is a true story. And this is the first time I'm revealing all of this. You know, people who are close to me know that, you know, my house was almost getting ready to get foreclosed on. My car was in repossession status. And you know, JR, I used to cry all the time saying, you know, God, I pray for people all the time. I talk to people all the time. I give people an encouraging word. Now, I don't understand why this is happening to me. And for the longest time, I almost, you know, began to hate God, if the truth be told. And I'm just being transparent here, because when you go from making money, when you go from having a job, I went from training people corporately as a project manager, overseeing multi-million dollar accounts, to all of a sudden being laid out on my back, and I can't walk, I can't talk, I can't even stand by myself. I'm walking with a cane as a 35, 36-year-old healthy grown woman just standing in the airport in Durham, Raleigh, North Carolina, and all of a sudden an epic headache hit my head. And I went to sleep that night and woke up the next morning, and my whole world changed for 2 years. I don't have a husband, so who am I to lean on? My mother only receives... My mother only receives a monthly Social Security check, so I can't call home and ask Mama to make this big mortgage payment or this big car payment. All I had, JR, was God to lean on, and I prayed. And I'm going to tell you, this is a true story as well. Last December this time, this is why I believe in miracles, and this is why I tell people I walk by faith and not by sight, and I don't care what anybody tells me. You can't tell me that God isn't real, and you can't tell me that the blood doesn't have power. And I'm going to tell you, this time last year, I was sitting on my bed in my room, and I had just regained the ability to speak just enough for somebody to understand me, but I would have to speak very slowly. And as I was sitting on my bed, JR, but the SCENG was on their way to cut off my lights. because I hadn't paid my light bill in 2 months, and I think it was about $600 and something that they wanted. And I said, God, I don't have anybody to get this money from. I've called friends, you know, not answering their phones, because you know how people are when they feel as though you're going through, oh, we don't want nothing to do with her, you know, that's not our problem, or I got to handle my own business. When people have, you know, people have husbands and wives, you know, I don't know their financial situation, but you'll be surprised how many people will back out on you. And at they were sending, I don't know what they call them, but the meter guy, to shut off my lights. And it was 4:40-something in the evening. 4:40-something. Listen to me good, because this is a true testimony. And at 4:40-something, I was sitting on my bed, and I was sobbing. I wasn't doing no pretty cry. I was doing one of them cries where you were heaving in and snot running down your nose type crying. And as I was sitting on the end of my bed, JR, I got a phone call, and it was my son's godfather, and he called, and he's an older guy. He and his wife called just to check on me because they knew that I was sick, and they said, why are you crying? And I said, I don't have any way to keep my lights on, and my lights are about to get turned off. And guess what? And because I lived in suburbia, in a nice home, in a nice community, guess what? They didn't give money to people like me because they felt as if people like me never should fall on hard times. And I'm going to tell you, JR, that man says, listen, I'm taking out my Discover card right now. Call the light people. This was at 4:40-something. And as I was dialing the numbers, I got the light people on the phone. And they were like, well, the guy is en route. He's almost to your house, Miss Brown. And by the way, JR, you know, men like to say, you know, that's kind of hurtful to the womb. But it's also kind of hurtful to the womb when you have a doctoral degree and you can't provide for your children any longer. And I have almost $200,000 in student loans. I'm just keeping it real. When I've gone to school, I've done the right things. And now I can't even provide for my children. So God said, so God had him to call me out of the blue. And as we were trying to get the light bill paid for, I say all that, JR, to say, going back to Ecclesiastes 3, that timing is everything. You know, God didn't come when I wanted him to, because, see, all week I've been pondering on, God, how I'm going to get this light bill paid. God, how I'm going to get this light bill paid. I'm calling, I'm texting, I'm emailing people. And then all of a sudden at 4:40-something in the evening, God then shows up, and he's right on time, okay?
Yeah.
And so that person was like, you know what? I'm paying this light bill. My wife and I were paying this light bill. He was like, this doesn't make any sense that you're going through this. So I say all of that to say to you, JR, God is an on-time God.
Yes, he is.
We got to keep the faith, because this is a season where we have to operate by faith and not by sight. We have to block out all of the negativity. And I know that it's hard, trust me, because you're not talking to somebody who's just spewing out scriptures and Bible quotes. You're talking to somebody who had been through hell, back and forth, going to Duke, and nobody could tell me what was wrong with me. And in terms of my health, being a healthy person, to just being laid out on my back for 2 years. So I say to you, you know, be encouraged. Be ye steadfast. Don't, you know, get knocked off course, because, once again, this is only a test. God wants to see how you're going to handle the pressure cooker. Because I'm going to tell you, JR, this year, not too many things can bother me. People cuss me out. Before, JR, I would have been in back in cuss mode. I'm just keeping it real. Ready to slam your ear up. Now I just quiet my little cell phone down and say, you know what, I don't even sweat the small stuff anymore.
Right.
You know,
right.
Bills come in the mail. You know, at the beginning of the year, as I was coming out of my sickness, I said, you know what? I put that letter on the counter, and I placed my hands up over that letter, and I said, you know what? You are paid by God in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I don't know, God, how you going to do it, but I'm believing you for a supernatural miracle. I'm believing you for supernatural manifestation. I'm believing you for a supernatural breakthrough. And I left it there, because, see, if I'm going to pray, then I can't worry. And if I'm going to worry, JR, then we can't pray about it.
Amen.
We have to give it to God, and we have to leave it there. I hope that word encouraged you.
It did, you know, because for myself, I mean, there are a lot of doors that God has opened for me, you know, not just, you know, as a kid, you know, like I told you, I was born prematurely, came into this earth weighing 1 pound, 4 ounces. The doctors told my mother I wasn't going to live 24 hours, and I've been on this earth, thank you, Jesus, for 30 years, you know, and I went through that, went through the two strokes, and just like yourself, I went from being gainfully employed at one point to I was unemployed for 2 years, living at home with my mom and my dad, fighting a deep, I mean, into a deep depression, felt I was trapped. And you know, there were times when even when I was employed, and, you know, it's amazing how the devil will even use those close to you, like your own family, to keep you down. And there were times that I remember whenever I was working, and, you know, I was working as a cashier at a grocery store, and there were times when, you know, I didn't have my own car and I didn't have my license, and I had to depend on my parents to get me around. There were times they would leave me stranded to where I would have to depend on other people to get home. And, you know, I went through those things, and I leaned on God and I trusted in God. And I remember after I lost that job, and I was 22 at the time, and I was unemployed from 22 to 24, and kept praying and trusting and asking God, Lord, where do you want me to go? Where are you going to lead me? Because I'm not going to go somewhere you don't want me to go. And I'm like, okay, Lord, where do you want me to go? And it's like he just kept showing me in different ways. I remember he showed me, there was one time I was sitting down and I turned on the TV and I was just going through the Weather Channel and it was showing the weather for Charlotte. I said, okay. So then I took and changed the channel. And it was, I'll never forget it. It was Extreme Makeover, the home edition that I was on. They were in Mecklenburg County. They were in Charlotte. I said, okay. So kind of left that alone. The next day, I got up, went and checked the mail, there was a magazine that came in the mail. As soon as I opened it up, it opened up to something about Charlotte. I said, okay. I was like, So then, you know, my mom and I, we went out, turned on the radio. And around this time, it was about time for the CIAA. They were talking about Charlotte. I said, okay, Lord, you're telling me where you're getting ready to lead me. And he led me here. I came to Charlotte with nothing but a week's worth of clothes. I'll never forget this, Lord. I came here and, I first came out here for a job interview that I waited for a year for and trusted God the whole way here, you know, came here, didn't know anybody, didn't know anything about Charlotte, had never been away from home. But all I had, like you said, was that faith that he was going to bring me. He brought me here for a reason. And, of course, everything didn't go the way that I thought it would, but I had so much faith that I could know that I could speak those things into the atmosphere. And I remember you just going, when I had to go back home for a short period of time, I told my mom when I walked in the house, I looked at her, I said, Mom, don't get used to me being here, because they gave me 90 days to come back and retake this test for this job. When those 90 days are up, I'm leaving and I'm not coming back here unless it's a visit. So when those 90 days were up, it was time for me to go, and the Lord just, you know, I didn't know how I was going to do it, and I just asked God. I was sitting on my bed. I said, okay, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but if it's meant for me to go, then you make the way for me to go. And I know that you said that so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth and will not return unto you void. I'm like, so wherever you send your word for me, you send it. And I remember there was a friend of mine that I had met while I was here in Charlotte. The Lord just put on my spirit to communicate with them and email them and let them know, you know, where I was and get their number, whatever, whatever. And so I did that. They called me the same night. They were like, well, why'd you leave Charlotte? What happened? I explained to them what happened. Now, mind you, we were just acquaintances. I didn't know them from Adam. We were just acquaintances. And they were like, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come down to where you are, because I was living in Wilmington, North Carolina at the time. I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to bring you to Charlotte. You can stay here with me and my mom. We have a three-bedroom town. We live in a townhouse, you know, this, that, and the third. I'll help take you to go do your test and all that. And I asked him, I said, why do you want to help me? And he said, because the Bible says that whatsoever you do unto my brethren, you do unto me. Uh-huh. And I heard God speak to me, and he said, it's time for you to leave. And I packed up. I had a week's worth of clothes, my grandfather's old TV, and a teddy bear. I had no money, nothing but that. That's all I came to Charlotte with. And it was just like when I came here, the Lord just started to open up doors for me. Now, I've had my share of ups and downs. I've been in Charlotte. But like yourself, I had to walk by faith. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes my faith does waver, sometimes. But it's only for a moment. I have my moments where I sit down and I'll cry, but those tears don't last long because of the fact I'm like, Lord, I know what you said to me. You said to me, take no thought for your life. Yes. You said that if I seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these things shall be added. So
right.
Even right now, there are a lot of great things that God has brought forth my way. you know,
I'm sorry to interrupt. I am sorry. But we've got some other callers who want to get on the horn with Dr. Brown. So I'm just asking, can you kind of wrap it up so that we can get to
the other callers?
I'm
sorry. Sometimes when I get into that, you know.
I do want you to stay on the horn. At the end, Dr. Brown is going to give, like, her contact information.
Okay.
So you two can, you know, if you want to, you can continue this. I just really want to get in the other callers before.
Okay, sure.
Absolutely. I do so appreciate you calling. I do apologize. It's just, you know, time constraints. But thank you so much.
No problem.
Dr. Brown said, you've got to keep the faith. And it's in the hardest time where it gets hard to keep the faith, but we still have to, because we know through all of this, it's just setting us up. Like Dr. Brown's message is setting us up for us to break through and for our comeback.
And before you put the next person on, JR, as you were talking, I did hear the Lord say that your next blessing, he's ushering that through during the months of March and April. So you look me up, because I know that your next blessing is coming through, according to God, during the month of March and April. You be blessed, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, JR.
All right, I did receive that.
Okay.
All right, I thought we had another caller, but we do have someone on Facebook, Doc, who is asking for prayer on, give me one second, let me pull that up. They're asking for prayer on employment and following what they're being called to do and stepping out on faith.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a corporate prayer before we end, so I'll definitely put that in there, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. If anybody else wants to get in touch with Dr. Brown, please, the number 347-855-8229. Hit the number 1, and that'll indicate that you do want to speak with Dr. Brown. Okay, we've got a couple of callers. Hello, welcome to Bear It All.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello,
yes,
we can hear you.
Oh, hello. My name is Beverly Johnson, and I can testify to what what the prophet said. And I just want prayer for the Johnson's family, because I am a witness of losing things, and I know that it's purpose over my life. I'm just trusting God, because I know what God is able, and I know what God is willing, and I know what he can do. Everything has purpose, and I just would like to tell Dr. Leslie that I pray that God continue to bless you even higher, even the more, because you are such a jewel for God. And I'm just asking for you all to just keep the Johnson family in prayer.
And hold on, and before you hang up, caller, are you still there?
Yeah.
What is your name again? I'm sorry, I think you mentioned your name at the beginning. If you didn't, that's
Beverly.
Okay.
Beverly,
as you were speaking, I did hear God say, so as I pray for your family, and I'm going to do that in the corporate prayer, but I also hear God tell me to pray for your health as well, or somebody's health in your family. So I'm going to put that prayer in there as well. So I'm going to pray for that as well, and I'm also going to pray, because as I'm beginning to minister to you, I also hear God told me to pray, too, for the turnaround for your finances in your household as well. So God says that he hears you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay on hold, Beverly. All right, Doc. We've got 2 more callers, and then we're going to end in a prayer, okay?
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
hi.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay. Just wanted to speak to Prophetess Brown again. I've spoken to her before. She has prophesied over me. I know that the Lord has a calling on my life. I can say that I've come a mighty long way. This journey has not been easy, but I've come to appreciate the journey, as I call it, my wilderness place that I've been in and that I am coming out of. However, it gets a point in time where I am asking for prayer, because it gets a point in time where you know, you have on that full armor of God, and then all of a sudden, because, you know, things come at you so much, you want to kind of like lift the trap lid up and speak out some things that you shouldn't, you know, because it's not of God. And I know that. But, you know, the enemy is very, very, very cunning, and he knows how to come at you. And see, he knows how if you go above, you know, his normal, then he'll come at you even harder. And I can admit, he has come at me hard, and I'm trying to deal with it. I'm trying to stay mind-free, clutter-free, so that way I can continue to remain humble and speak thoughtful and speak respectfully and be respectful, you know. But some things are coming my way, and I'm just trying to stay focused. And I think I just need that extra prayer. I pray daily. Sometimes I joke with the Lord myself and say, God, I know you probably tired of talking to me, but I need you. I just need to stay focused. I need to be able to know that, you know, I'm still in your will. I'm still doing the right thing, and that I am forgiven if I do slip up. I haven't yet, but it's right there. I'm being honest. It's right there. I want to open my mouth sometimes, you know. Okay. But I'm just trying to stay doing right, so.
Okay. Yeah. And God told me too, as we began to pray for you, as I began to pray corporately tonight, for me to also pray for your environment, because your environment has a whole lot to do with what you're going through as well. Now, I don't know if this is the environment at home or this is the environment at work, but I keep hearing God say the all the more that you speak, God says the environment, and the environment is causing the stressors in your life. If that makes sense to you, caller.
Yeah. Yes.
It does?
Both at work and home.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I heard God say.
Yes.
All right, thank you, caller. Don't go anywhere. Stay on hold because we're going to get ready to do the corporate prayer. I'm going to take one more call before we go on into prayer. Hello, caller. Welcome to Bear It All.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, I was just calling in to tell you guys I appreciate the call, and I have a testimony. Lately, I have been going through a lot in my finances. I actually wasn't working for a while, and my car got repoed, and, you know, bills just piled up, and I was in my house, and I prayed to God. I said, Lord, I need you to get me out. I can't depend on my mother. I can't depend on my kid's father, not my friends, it's you. And He just made up my lights was due to get turned off Tuesday. She said if I didn't pay the light bill by Monday at 5 o'clock, that it was gonna come turn them off Tuesday. So I was worried. I ain't gonna lie, I was worried, but I was like, Lord, I know you're gonna do it. I know you're gonna do it. And Sunday, my son checked the mailbox and there was a check in there for my light bill. And God supernaturally did that, because that job that sent me that check, I didn't work for them none at all. And that was a miracle. It's like everything I'm going through, He's showing me it's really increasing my faith, and he just wants us to just have faith in him and trust him. And I come to believe when you speak a thing and you believe it, it's going to manifest.
Yes,
and God is good.
Lord,
he is good.
Lord.
All the time.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All the time.
All the time. Doc, do you want to do one more call?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. This will be the last call. Hello. Welcome to Bear It All.
Hi, my name is Tanya, and I don't know. I've had some ups and I've had some downs, as sure as we all have had. But I left my job about 3 months ago to start and work on a business with a partner of mine. And I thought we were right there at it, and we still are, but nothing has happened. So I didn't have a way. Well, my car has been repoed as well, but I have a car to drive. And also, Christmas came. I had no money to supply my kids' needs. But I reached out to this group that I know nothing about. They know nothing about me, but it was like a sports fanatic page, and they had like a toy drive up there. So I reached out to someone and, you know, and told them my situation. And God provided everything for my kids. They asked me what their size was, what they wanted for Christmas, and I mean, they supplied everything, even more than we even asked for. So, yes, I know he's real as well. It was a Merry Christmas around here from perfect strangers. I've never met these people before. They've never met me.
Mm-hmm. And Tanya, before you hang up, this is what I hear the Lord say before we go into the corporate prayer, that he is calling you and your partner to go back and redesign your blueprint, your plan, or your business plan. I don't know, it's some intricate components that are not fully there. It's some systems that you guys hadn't fully tapped into to properly implement yet, I hear God say. So the moment you guys go back through that plan with a fine-tooth comb, because God says, because I hear that some monies have been wasted trying to get whatever you guys are trying to do up off the ground. And God says that he's going to turn it around. But God says, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. And I don't know if this is you because we have so many people on this line, but I'm going to go out there and say it's you because you're on the line. And I hear God say, contemplation of moving. Were you contemplating moving? Because that's what I hear the Holy Spirit say as you were talking. So I don't know if I'm picking up you or I'm picking up somebody else.
I did move from a place I moved from.
Yep. Okay. So that's what I heard God say. So he told me to tell you about the contemplation. Okay, good. How long ago did you move?
It hasn't even been 6 months yet.
6 months, God is also telling me to pray for your chest area because you've been suffering from a lot of anxiety in your chest area. And God says that on some nights you can't even sleep well. So we're going to pray for that as well. And God is also telling me because I pick up illnesses very well in the spirit realm. And God is telling me to touch my head because I feel as if I'm almost lightheaded, as if you have headaches or what have you. I don't know what's going on with your head. What did you say?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
that's what God, because God is telling me, touching my head. So I'm standing here in my room, and I'm pacing the floor back and forth, and I'm touching my head, and as I'm walking, I feel lightheaded. And God is telling me to pray for your head because God says that that's a trick of the enemy. God says that the stress and the anxiety is trying to take you out. But God says for me to bind that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that that spirit will not take hold of you. See, God says that this is the season that we have to operate by faith. And as I'm on the phone with you right now tonight, God is also telling me to touch my side. Now, I don't know if I'm talking to you or somebody else, but somebody's having an issue with their side because I'm picking it up, and he's telling me to touch my side, and he's telling me that he's bringing the pain in the side under command up underneath his voice in the mighty name of Jesus. And so these pains that you're having in your head is also dealing almost like a sinus issue because now I'm feeling like my nose sometimes has been acting up, and behind my head, my eye sockets are acting up. So God is telling me to bind that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God is also telling me to tell you to read Psalm 57 over the next several days. And also he wants you to turn over both of your hands. Turn over both of your hands right now. And God says he wants you to clap your hands together. And God says three times. And God says that he's going to call money. And if I should be a prophet that I shall lie, you can look me up on Facebook and let me know. But God says that he's going to call some people to do right by you. Because, see, there's been some people that haven't even stepped up and could have helped you and did not help you. So God says that's a problem in the spirit with a lot of people. A lot of people are storing up their treasures. But, see, what they don't understand is that, God, you're storing up all these treasures. But, see, the Bible says that God will allow the wicked to store it up, and then he'll transfer the stored up to the just. So, see, people better be careful how they just storing up money and keeping it in their checking account, and they see people have needs, and they don't want to help people out. Mm-mm-mm. This is the season where God is transferring. He's transferring.
We got to pray. Let's do our corporate prayer.
Okay, so let's go into prayer. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just give you the honor, the praise, and the glory, God. We lift up every one of these callers, Father God. We lift up their need, Father God. We lift up their illnesses, Father God. We're calling, Father God, for these illnesses, Father God, to dry up out of their bodies, Father God. We ask you right now, Father God, to touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. We're asking, Father God, as you usher us in, Father God, to 2016, Father God, that none of these households shall have lack, Father God. We're calling for, Father God, and we're rebuking these spirits right now in the name of Jesus, the spirit of lack, the spirit of depression, the spirit of oppression, Father God, the spirit of robbing Peter to pay Paul, the spirit of poverty, the spirit of variation, the spirit of self-doubt, the spirit of fear. We're rebuking, Father God, these spirits right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed over your people, over your kingdom people, shall prosper, Father God. You have called us, Father God.
God, to live an abundant life, Father God. You have called us, Father God, to walk in our Abraham anointing, Father God. You have called us, Father God, to walk in the spirit of David, Father God, as you usher us into 2016, Father God. Father God, we come against any spiritual principality, Father God, that we cannot see, Father God. We understand, Father God, that we're not warring, Father God, against flesh and blood, but we're warring, Father God, against these dark principalities in dark and high places, Father God. So, Father God, we're asking you, Father God, to give your a good sleep at night, Father God. We're asking you right now, Father God, that your people, Father God, should walk in their Daniel anointing, Father God, that even though a lot of them, Father God, are in the lion's den, Father God, they will rest comfortably, Father God. You will call the lion's mouth to shut, Father God. You will call your people, Father God, to be able to rest, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you dry up every affliction, Father God, that are ailing your people, Father God, as we usher into 2016, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for downloading within us, Father God, innovative ideas, Father God, innovative blueprints, Father God, and plans, Father God, for us to implement in the new year, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing, Father God, money transfer, Father God, and for wealth to hit our homes, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for abundance, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the jobs, Father God, that you are opening up for your people, Father God, on this line tonight, Father God. You know every need, Father God. You know every heart, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for operating, Father God, and conducting, Father God, a supernatural surgery, Father God, in the supernatural realm, Father God, where you're intricately, Father God, stitching together the hearts and the minds of your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for overflow, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for unmerited favor, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for grace and mercy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being a keeper, Father God, all throughout the year of 2015, Father God. Even though we have lost some things, Father God, we know, Father God, that you are a God who is a restorer of all things, Father God. And we also know, Father God, that you can do the impossible. In Jesus' name, as we enter into 2016, Father God, rain down blessings upon your people, Father God. Cause cancer to dry up, Father God. Cause these afflictions in their bodies, Father God, to be no more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Brown, in the couple of seconds that we have left, can you just give people your contact information, please?
Yes, for those of you, for those of you who are on Facebook, I can be reached up underneath Shame No More, S-H-A-M, No N-O More, M-O-R-E, 001. That's Shame No More, 001. Or I can also be found on Instagram, Shame No More, 001, as well. And if you want to set up a personal one-on-one appointment with me, you can email me at DR, which is the first two letters of Dr. Leslie Brown, L-E-S-L-I-E-B-R-O-W-N, all lowercase letters, at gmail.com. That's DR Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, at gmail.com.
Thank you so much.
And I'm also
Dr.
on Twitter
all
as well.
My listeners, okay, to all my listeners, I just want to really and truly thank you. Thank you so much for your support. I neglected to do that, Dr. Brown. Thank you. I just had the realization that we have to do this once a month. I want to wrap up every month with you. So we have a date 12 times in the year of 2016. I love you all. Thank you so much. Have a blessed, wonderful, empowered new year. Thank you so much. Have a great night. And remember, your choices determine your destiny. God bless.
God bless.